In this country, we've been hearing about how some different communities handle homeland security. Chicago has spent millions on a digital video surveillance system, while Columbus, Georgia encourages every citizen to be alert for signs of terrorism. It's all happening when the Secretary for Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, has said he has a gut feeling about something happening this summer. We're going to hear next from Massachusetts, where Juliette Kayyem is a Homeland Security official, and she says there is such a thing as too much communication.
One of the misnomers about interoperability is, you know, oh, everyone has to be able to talk to everyone. That's actually not true, and it's actually you don't want it. It would be sort of unworkable to have the Boston Police Department on the same system as the Wellesley Fire Department, which is a suburb about 20 miles away. But what we do need to make sure is that at the right moment, everyone can talk to everyone.
You're saying that you want to have, which means you do not now have, a system where if someone in Boston really needs to talk to the Wellesley Police Department, they can get right through. But at the same time, you don't want a system where the Boston Police Department has to hear about every cat up a tree in Wellesley.
Right, exactly. I mean, Boston's a unique example because they're pretty far along. But if I looked at the rest of the state, which is what I need to do, can the state ensure that it has a system and a plan in place if you couldn't get first responders to still talk to each other, at least you weren't working towards that? The public would view that as unforgivable. I think that's the standard we sort of go by, which this is something we need to fix. The public expects us to fix it, and we're going to do it.
Let me just ask, in Massachusetts, do you get good cooperation from shipping companies, chemical plants, utility companies, any number of other people that may run what would be considered critical infrastructure and critical targets?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if I looked at the state as a whole, most of that resides in Boston, and the interactions between the state, Boston, and the private community are extensive and deep, especially as regards two major issues. One is, of course, what you might just call evacuation, right? The sort of where are people going to go if something happens downtown? And the second is communication, right? How does the state or the city communicate to the employers of lots of people?
You just talked about the state getting messages to the private sector. Mm-hmm. Do you want a lot of information the other way? Do you want citizens all over the state of Massachusetts to be telling you if they see signs of suspicious activity?
Well, certainly we have at least campaigns on the MBTA, which is our T system.
You mean the transit system?
The transit system, that if you see something, say something, right? So if you see a bag, you know, let us know, right? I mean, there's things that we're focusing on just because I think that you get more out of them, and I think that they have sort of long-term sustainability. The first is much more rigorous outreach to the communities of interest here in Boston and Massachusetts. We don't have a large Arab and Muslim community, but we have law enforcement, local law enforcement, and federal law enforcement sitting with them on a monthly basis so that there's communication. And for those communities, it's really interesting. We had an incident here, my third day of work, infamously known as the Light Bright incident. That was when those Cartoon Network things showed up everywhere in Boston and caused a sort of security response.
Everybody thought it was a suspicious package.
Right, exactly. And they were showing up on critical infrastructure. I mean, to make a phone call to the community, which I did, which I know others on the local side did, and simply say, look, we don't know what this is now, but this is nothing that should concern your community at this stage. Certainly by noon, we knew that it was a hoax, or by 1 o'clock. And to simply say, don't worry, goes incredibly far with a lot of these communities. So in terms of community outreach, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that you don't necessarily want or need to hear from every citizen, as they do in Columbus, Georgia, that you don't want every citizen to be on the lookout for terrorist activity at all times?
Well, certainly we want them to be on the lookout. But if I thought, is that going to be where I'm going to spend limited Homeland Security funds in terms of that campaign? That's certainly not where the governor is. That's not where the state is. If you look at the disrupted cells here in America, whatever you think about those cases, almost all of them are because the community itself came forward and said, there's some funky guys here. We don't know who they are.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure we clarify the terms here. When you talk about the community, you're saying the immigrant community,
right, immigrant,
or the Arab American community.
Right, Arab and Muslim.
You want to hear from people in targeted areas about suspicions they have.
Right.
You don't want to be asking the whole public to be spying on their neighbors.
Exactly. Obviously, if someone hears something, we want to hear it. We have mechanisms to hear it. People always are calling the law enforcement. But if I thought between focusing on that and then focusing on a sort of targeted outreach community effort, We're going to choose the latter.
Juliette Kayyem, Undersecretary of Public Works for Homeland Security in the state of Massachusetts. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you, Steve.